This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This morning on The Breakfast Grill is Maxis Berhad, the biggest mobile telco in Malaysia based on revenue. And we have his CEO, Morten Landau, joining us this morning. And we're going to talk about the competitive landscape in the mobile sector, among other things. Good morning, Morten. Let's start with that really trying episode of Maxis, that post on Laoyat that went viral. Is this more reflective of the cutthroat competitive landscape? You lost a million customers last year, and that telcos need to respond quicker to the competition that exists today?
Well, that's a good question to start with. You know, on the 1 million customers we sort of lost, we also gained 1 million the year before that. So I think we lost market share in a segment of 3, 4, 5 million customers who are changing in between among the operators based on the latest offers. So maybe in 14 we had the latest offers were very good and we got a million customers. And in 15 we didn't join the promotional race as much and we lost the same million customer probably. But we have lost very few of the classic sort of Maxis customers who have been with us for a while and are using data and voice happily. So the base of Maxis is intact as such, but we lost a share of the promotional activity, which sort of smaller players have been more aggressive than us. Then, to go back to your first question, in the early part of this year, the market pricing for data reduced sharply, and I'm talking sharply. And we didn't want to just immediately respond by doing the same, because we're not those kinds of people who respond by copying. So we want to create a more holistic solution. It took some weeks, because it does with our IT systems. In those weeks, we had customers leaving us in an uncomfortable number because they felt that our price premium was too high. Mm-hmm. We responded by giving those customers better offers than we had for available for all customers. Mm-hmm. That is, by the way, industry practice for the last probably 20 years. It is an industry practice in Malaysia among other players. It also is, by the way, globally and also in other industries. But somehow, and I think it's okay, Maxis was singled out as that is a terrible thing to do. We didn't actually rob a bank or steal anybody's money. We actually were offering great services, better products, prices to customers.
Okay, what?
There's somebody else. But that is okay. I think that social media there keeps us honest in that
on
sense.
On the toes, yeah.
When we responded, we actually responded in a way that is sort of more fair than anybody else. We gave all the customers upgraded data, which nobody else has done. So if it should be a price for fairness for the first half year of 16, it should be us actually winning that prize.
Right. Now, of course, when you look at the landscape today, there are many players that are coming into the market. Actually, two extra players. One is U-Mobile that has been operating for a number of years now, and then Telecom under Weebee is going to challenge the market as well. Now, looking at digging down into your ARPU numbers, ARPU, which is average revenue per user, you lead the industry by a big margin, by quite a big margin. What keeps that up?
So there were two questions there. First of all, the industry structure is changing, and it is. And I think that if you look at the health of an industry like ours, it's very much driven by how many players are there. If you are like 12 or 13 players like in India, it becomes very difficult for all of them. And if there are two or three, there might be too good for a few players. So right now we're going from three, which I think has been a very healthy structure for last, 20 years, to probably five. And to have five parallel network investments in a country the size of Malaysia might not be optimal, but we'll see how they're going to play out over the time.
But it's been optimal for the consumers, isn't it? Because they've been experiencing pretty good data packages.
So I think so. I think it has been optimal for the consumers because the prices have been sort of medium high. The profit has been fairly high. So the investments have been very high and the networks are very good. So what most people experience in Malaysia is an abnormal quality of these networks. And back to your ARPA questions, I think, and I have to sort of believe in that our network is the best. And that network experience becomes more and more important for customers. And that's why they're willing to pay more or use more with Maxis.
So if we look at some of the margins, and this could be testament to what you're saying. I mean, you have a 57% EBITDA margin, which leads the pack by a very, very big margin. A lot of your customers, I notice, are still mobile voice contributes to almost half of your revenue. And I found that pretty surprising in this day and age of data. I'm just trying to find out, what is it that you have over competitors that make a big part of your customers quite sticky and quite willing to pay that higher ARPU?
So I tried to explain to my son when he was young, actually, and he said, what are you actually doing? And I explained sort of marketing and the commercial this and all the strategy and so on and so on. And he told me when he was using phone, he said, why don't you just make a great network? And that was all he said.
That's a great simple question.
The answer is, yeah, that's what it is. So everything we do in Maxis surrounds this one big core. We have to have a great network. And as we are transitioning towards more and more cloud services, we have data stored in the cloud, applications stored in the cloud, and more and more mobile usage, the network goes from being fairly important to become very important. So the quality-seeking audience, public of Malaysia, tend to go with Maxis.
And I'm just wondering what covers that quality, because isn't that a game that has been fixed or rigged, if, depending on which view you have, by the government? They have recently reallocated the spectrum, and that caused the telco-listed share prices to fall pretty sharply. Did Maxis, as the market believes, get the raw end of the deal in that spectrum reallocation?
So it's true that the government has just recently announced a change in the spectrum allocation, reducing the spectrum for the two most investing players, Celcom and ourselves, and benefiting the two then smaller players in investment terms. But spectrum isn't the only thing that matters for producing a quality network. It is a consequence of many things, how much fiber you have in the backbone, how you use your spectrum, how much you radiate, how much you invest in the core network, and all these things. And Maxis is the highest investor in our network in Malaysia for the last many years. So the quality is a result of all of these things. That's why I'm saying with confidence that we have the best network in Malaysia. And that is important as we're progressing towards the cloud.
Are there real ways of testing quality out? I mean, you can say that, but also for the benefit of the country, I guess, if we want to see whether telco companies are providing the service up to mark, what sort of matrices do you use to say that you have good quality?
Yeah, so we have actually invited the other competitors to agree on certain terms, because there are people define it on terms and say they're best in whatever, and we haven't been taken up on that proposal, maybe with good reasons. But and there also are external surveys. Some are user generated, some are surveys done by the industry and by ourselves. And they all confirm broadly the same picture that we are leading. But also in terms, just purely, for instance, look at LTE coverage, which is the numbers of base stations and how much they reach. You can just look at the numbers that are publicized by all players, and we are on LTE coverage, also they're leading.
Going back to LTE, Morten, the understanding is that you got more spectrum for the lower spectrum, which is the 900 megahertz, right? How does this affect your 4G or LTE quality?
Without being too specific, we all have more or less the same spectrum now in all bands, actually, the four players. The lower band spectrum is very good for indoor coverage, which is why you feel differences very often when you're inside a mall or house, and we are strong there. But again, we can produce LTE in various spectrum bands. But it's very true that when LTE becomes important, we need a lot of spectrum, because people are going to use a lot of broadband. Just to make a sort of side point to your question, the Malaysians just love data. The average usage is just unbelievable. We reported in Q1 1.5 gig for prepaid and 2 gig for postpaid. That is doubling a year ago. But just since we announced those numbers, and I cannot be specific here, but we have seen a dramatic increase in data usage. And we have doubled the LTE devices just the last year. So Malaysians are probably, I haven't compared all numbers for all countries, but we're leading when it comes to average use of data. So internet is very important for Malaysians. That's why a quality network also becomes very important for them.
And this leads us very nicely into the discussion about the future, right? Because we have all these disruptive technologies coming out. Major tech companies like the Googles and the Amazons of the world are really going to cloud services, which in some ways encroaches on the domain of the telco companies. And you have recently Digi saying that in 5 years' time, they will no longer be a telco company. They want to offer web services. So what do you think is the future of telcos in Malaysia, especially that of Maxis?
Yes, so it is. I don't see the internet as a competition to ourselves. So that all these giants are producing these wonderful cloud services just makes it even more important that the network and the services that enable these services of high quality. So I would say, I would see it differently, like all these massive investments in the world are actually all driving people towards wanting more from us. So I find it a very positive circle as well. I think the idea that we're sort of all going to go from telco to something else in 5 years' time is not very realistic. I think that the connections, quality connections, in whatever form it becomes 5 years from now, still has to be there by definition and by science. But it might evolve. So as we see it going forward, these services we today call network services will evolve into much broader services. Just briefly, but going through two things. I think that we will be going from selling lines to addressing the home as a broader entity. And the home has a lot of things, has a TV and music and security issues and family members and has food and has kitchen and appliances and all these various things.
The Internet of Things, yeah.
Well, you don't have to be more or less your own IT, department head to manage a family. And it isn't easy. And then the question is, who do you call? Do you call the switchboard of Apple, if there is one, or Microsoft or HP or the Wi-Fi router vendor or whatever this is? So we want Maxis to be that one point of call for all of these services for the home. And the same for enterprise, people will be embracing new ways of working. If you look at most enterprises today, including old Maxis, by the way, they're working in a very conservative, silo-oriented way, and it worked like they did in the 90s. And IT and IP and internet and the cloud and the mobile enables you to work very differently. And again, it is hard to be your own system integrator and call all these switchboards and try to create this solution. And Maxis wants to be that one call away.
So you want to still serve the developments of online and digital and e-commerce and the internet, but still provide a kind of very traditional type of service.
If you view quality internet connection as very traditional, maybe it is these days, but it is still very, very important. Without that, nothing else works.
And I think this is also very interesting because you used to lead DG as well. And correct me if I'm wrong, you led DG into the strategy of a prepaid market for which they are a leader now. I'm just wondering now that you're kind of newish in Maxis, whether you have a different direction for Maxis.
Those are the good old days, and it feels very old right now. I've been sort of 5 years in Vodafone since then, and I've sort of been very aware of what happens in very mature markets. So what Maxis wants to do, it is very much driven by what I've seen very recently in Vodafone in more mature markets. So to be a one-stop solution provider for the smart home and the progressive enterprise is definitely what we want to do.
What do you think of the new entrants coming into the market? How much are they going to be of a threat to Maxis, especially when somebody like U-Mobile, let's say, will allow people to select packages on an a la carte basis? And, Weebi and the telecom wants to be another new mobile operator. Do you see these as threats?
Of course. I mean, these are both, well-funded, credible players. What I've seen, though, is a bit of a nuance. What I've seen over the last 10, 15 years, player like this entering into mature market, they very rarely become a success for their owners and in themselves, but they definitely have an impact on the industry as such. So what normally happens is that they have to enter very aggressively on price. That's the only strategy which is known as a last entrance into mature market, which we today are. When they become painful enough, the industry will respond and the market shares won't have changed so much, but the industry profit will have gone down. And that is also not an unlikely case for Malaysia.
Do you see margins coming down? Because as you mentioned earlier, your EBITDA margins are pretty fat.
I mean, margins going down versus going up is more likely, yeah.
Going down is more likely.
Than going up, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And do you see the long-term sustainability of this kind of competition? Because you say that we have moved from 3 to 4 and then to now 5. Should it stop here or should it be more? Because in that competition, consumers also benefit.
No, I don't think so. So I think that when you have 5 players, or even imagine more than that, with parallel networks in this medium-sized markets, you will see investments into the most profitable areas and doing the same things for the same kinds of customers at lower prices. You will see profits go down in that case and investments go down in that case, and you will then suffer in terms of quality and also reach of these services. So that is the most likely case. I don't think that five parallel LTE or 5G investments in Malaysia is sustainable. It's not economically possible, more or less.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning is Morten Lundal, CEO and Executive Director of Maxis Berhad. Morten, there had been a change of dividend policy since you joined Maxis. Maxis used to pay out a lot more dividends than profits, about 40-something cents in dividends compared to 20-something cents in profits. And when you came in, you halved that to 20 cents, which is now an 80% payout ratio. What led to this?
Yeah, it's a question that it puzzles me that it puzzles people in many ways, because there was a period of time, I guess 5-7 years ago, when Maxis had very little debt. And in financial sort of basics, you want to have some kind of debt and you want to reach the so-called optimum debt. And when you're very profitable, it's hard to get more debts. So the way to do it is that you're paying out more dividend than you have profit. So then your debt is increasing as you're paying out more dividend than profit. That can only go to a certain point, obviously. So when we reached what we said was the optimal sort of gearing or debt ratio, then we said we're going to change this policy back to something which is sustainable. And sustainable we had defined as more than 75% of profit and less than 100% of cash flow, which we are now.
Mm. And so now your net debt level is about 2x of your shareholders' funds. Is that the optimum level for you, 2x?
It's for us, that's 2x EBITDA, as we call it. It's 2x the operational profit. And that, as we have defined or communicated to our investors, is the, what we call the optimum level. It's an arbitrary number, but we have to have a number, and that's our number.
Now, Maxis' largest shareholder, which is Binaryam GSM, owns 65% of Maxis. They used to depend a lot on Maxis' dividends as cash flows because they have a lot of debt. Did they sign on this change in dividend policy?
Of course, the change in dividend policy is clearly a board matter. So this is suggested by the management, but agreed with the board.
Okay, now, universal service provision. Maxis and all the other telcos contribute about 6% of their revenue to this fund, universal service provision. This is a big tag. So what do you feel about this?
A fund like that is very normal in many countries as you are expanding the network to reach the more outskirts. Because it isn't, as I mentioned before, it's a danger that the industry is focusing on only the profitable areas and you get a digital gap to people in more rural areas. So for a period of time, this is actually very normal, and I will applaud that we are sort of forced through this tax that is refunded to the industry mostly, so we can build in more unprofitable areas. Now, as we come in 2016 and going forward, we are reaching so deep into the rural area that at some point should be a question whether this is the optimal structure going forward.
And they have, according to press reports, about a few billion dollars in that fund. Is this too excessive? And can you think of more meaningful ways to spend that money?
I think we have been and we will be in dialogue with the regulator with our suggestions to how that can be thought about in a different way, to put it this way.
Don't you think that in an environment of very high competition that, you know, some of these funds can be, either the rate of contribution is reduced or some of these funds can be redeployed back to telcos?
Yes, I think there are better ways to, at least different ways to look at this USP fund. It's been sort of unchanged in its structure for the last many years. And I think it's, as we now reach this maturity level in the industry, it is probably time to rethink it.
Thank you very much for your time. And that was Morten Lundal, CEO and Executive Director of Maxis Berhad on this morning's Breakfast Grill. I'm Julian Ng for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.